前我交通一件的事情。
Before I started sharing about the message, I want to share something with you.
我想我们中间有些弟兄姊妹已经知道。
Maybe some of the brothers and sisters among us might know already.
就是在华人中间有一位开餐馆的一位姊妹啊，姓麦啊，麦姊妹。
And there's a sister among us among the Chinese that she has a restaurant. Her name is Mac.
有歹徒啊，去抢他们的商那个餐馆。
And she was robbed.
后来那歹徒开了一枪啊，把我们的姊妹打伤。
The robber shot and hurt this sister.
大概是从前面到穿过这边。
And went through her neck.
啊，现在我们的姊妹下半身啊是瘫痪啊，不能动。
And she is paralyzed. From the neck below.
但头部还可以，还很好，还头脑还是很清醒，还可以说话。
And she is still very clear. Her head is still very clear, and she can speak.
我想这是在华人中间一个算是很大的一件事。
And it's a very big thing among the Chinese.
这位受伤害的又是我们族里的姊妹。
And this person that hurt, she's a sister.
我们去看她的时候虽然不认识，但是知道说都是信主的。
And even though I don't know her, I know that she believes in the Lord.
她说她也曾经到过这边来聚会。
And she came once before to our church.
所以他们盼望我们能够为他祷告。
She asked that we pray for her.
那我们的姊妹有个信念，盼望神能够行一个神迹。
And a sister has a hope that God will have a miracle.
能够让她失去自己的身部分可以有自己。
That her paralyzed body can once again have a work.
姊妹这个家是经过一个很可怕的一个死因的幽谷。
And this sister has went through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以下面是我们有一点的时间啊，我们一起啊为这个姊妹祷告啊，也为了这个家来祷告。
So we have some time that we can pray for her and her family.
我们有点时间一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，当我们在这里知道我们的肢体受了软弱，受了重伤。
Lord, here we know that one of the members of our body is wounded.
我们只有来到这一位爱我们的主跟前。
We can only come before the God who loves us.
我们求你来安慰我们的姊妹和姊妹的家。
May you console our sister and her family.
我们求你在这一生看来不可能的情况之下。
We ask that in this impossible situation.
我们实在求你有神迹显在她的身上。
And may you create a miracle on her, in her.
但愿她失去自己的身体能够得以恢复。
May she recover the part of her body that's paralyzed.
主，我们真的不知道要怎么来向你祷告。
Lord, we don't know how to pray to you.
我们求你用丰富的恩典托住我们的姊妹。
Oh Lord, may your abundant grace hold up this sister.
我们求你与她同在。
And may you be with her.
带领她度过这一段死因的幽谷。
And bring her through the valley of the shadow of death.
求你用你的杖、你的竿来安慰她。
And use your rod and your staff to comfort her.
我们把她交在你的手里。
And we lift up her in your hands.
主，我们也把我们每一位弟兄姊妹都交在你的手中。
And we lift up all the brothers and sisters into your hands.
无论我们在家中、在外面，都求你看顾，求你保守。
Whether we're at home or outside, may you look after us.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们先来看一处的圣经，在 以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
第二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
找到了，我们同声一起来念。
When we find it, let's read it together.
中英文一起念啊。
In both Chinese or English.
我们演示他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。他说，我们演示。他的工作，这个工作可以把它翻成说他的杰作。
And here he says, for we are God's workmanship. This word could be used as actually masterpiece.
是在耶稣基督耶稣里面造成的。
It's created in Christ Jesus.
要叫我们行善。
To do good works.
就是神预备叫我们行的。
Which God prepared for.For us to do.
前面我们会知道说神丰富的恩典临到我们这些蒙恩人的身上。
We know that the abundant grace of God come into us.
神有两面的工作，一面是他白白的恩典临到我们的身上。
And God's work has two sides. One is that His love, His salvation comes to us.
我们只要借着信，我们就可以得着神的恩典。
We only have to believe, and then we will have His salvation.
但是神盼望在我们这些蒙恩人的身上，能够更深的做工。
And let God's work be worked more deeply in us.
让他的工作可以住到我们的里头来。
And that He can work in inside of us.
所以神在这里就要来制作我们。
And so God has to create a masterpiece in us.
要让这个恩典不仅仅是白白的。
Not only this grace is free.
也让这个恩典不至于从我们身上经过的时候又流失掉了。
And that our, His grace coming through us would not be lost.
而他要让这个恩典交织在我们的生命里面。
And that His, His grace could be poured in through us.
这也是我们常常说的，神要把耶稣基督的生命怎么样组织在我们的身上。
And the life of Christ would be organized within us.
让我们这个蒙恩的人。
So that we're those who are saved by grace.
让他可以有工作在我们的身上。
That His work could be, He can work among us.
而在我们这个身上，可以让主耶稣的美丽可以彰显出来。
And that His beauty could be shown through us.
这是神更深的工作。
And this is the deeper work of God.
若是神能够在我们身上这样的做工
，If God can work like that among us,
那我们就知道神有一个。善行要我们去做
，Then we know that God wants us to do good work.
我们就照着活在神所要叫我们活的那一个范围里头。
So we will work within the environment that God wants us to live.
若是神能够得着这样的得着这样的工作
，If God can have this work,
得着这样的器皿
，have this vessel.
那这样的器皿就成为神手中的工作
，and this vessel becomes the work of God，
或者是神的杰作
，it becomes His masterpiece。
因为可以从这些人身上看见神的自己
，because through these people you can see God Himself。
那么我们要从这一个神的工作里面来看一个人
，and through the work of God we want to see one person。
这个人就是彼得。
And this person we're going to look at is Peter.
我们再来读一处的圣经，马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew's
28章。
Chapter 28.
十八节读到二十节。
Verse 18 to verse 20.
找到了，我们还是同声一起来念。
When we find it, we'll read it together.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这样说，保罗主耶稣告诉使徒们说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus told his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations.
所以主给门徒们一个使命，就把福音传扬出去。
And Jesus gave a commandment to his disciples to spread the gospel.
使他们做主的门徒。
So that they make disciples.
所以叫我们不仅仅信主耶稣，而且要成为主耶稣的门徒。
So not only we believe in our Lord Jesus, we have to become His disciple.
那我们知道彼得是主耶稣的门徒。
We know Peter is Jesus' disciple.
他也是主耶稣的使徒。
He's also Jesus' apostle.
那我们再来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
二十一章。
Chapter 21.
我们读十九节的最后一句话。
And read verse 19.
说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
Then he said to him, "Follow me."
二十二节的最后一句话：“你跟从我吧。”
And the latter half of verse 22, "You must follow me."
主耶稣在这里短短的一段圣经。在那里跟彼得说，你跟从我吧，你跟从我吧。
And in this very short passage, Jesus said to Peter, follow me, you must follow me.
那上个月我们曾经看过这一段的圣经。
Last month we also read this passage.
彼得在他人生最后的一段路程。
Peter in his last part of his life.
就是他主耶稣被钉十字架这一段的时间里面。
And that is when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
我们可以看见这个门徒怎么样，历尽了许多的艰难。
And we saw that the disciple went through a lot of sufferings.
而这个艰难就是因为他否认主耶稣。
And these sufferings is because he denied Our Lord Jesus.
这一段的时间的里面，圣经也好多的地方说到关于彼得的事情。
And during this time, there is also a lot of recordings about things about Peter.
在彼得跟随主的这一段时间里面，我信他是相当的低沉。
And I know that during this time, he was very depressed.
所以主用好多次好多的机会怎么样来服侍这一位的门徒。
And so our Lord Jesus used a lot of times to serve this disciple.
所以他要让一个在软弱中在失败里面的门徒知道主是一位怎样的主。
And he wanted this disciple who is weak and who has failed to knowWhat the Lord is really like.
我想彼得是一个代表。
I think Peter is just a representative.
在这些门徒们中间是一个代表。
He is a representative among the disciples.
不仅仅是光景好的时候，他代表门徒们的光景。
Not only he represents them in good times.
那同样他失败的时候。
Also at when he failed.
门徒们也失败。
The other disciples also failed.
我想彼得是一个失败到非常失败的一个门徒。
And I think this Peter has failed to the utmost.
我主能够让这一个那么 失败的那么惨的人门徒还可以起来的话，其他的门徒们主也可以把他扶起来。
If Jesus can lift up this this disciple who has failed, then he can help the other disciples.
所以主就在这一段的圣经的里面面对着彼得。
So during this in this passage, Jesus turned to Peter.
我想彼得如果用圣经上一句话来描述他的话，
If there's something that we can describe Peter with,
他像一个压伤的芦苇，像一个将残的灯火。
He is like a wick that is going out, or he's like a crushed reed.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们信主以后，我们若是稍微尝过一点点那个失败的经历，
In our life, if we have just tasted the experience of failure,
尤其想要起来，好像又无能为力的时候，
even if we want to get up, we feel like we are powerless.
谁能够把我们从这种的处境中带出来呢？
Who can bring us out of that condition?
所以那天主耶稣面对着彼得，
and that day, Jesus faced Peter.
一个是那样的失败的那么惨的人。
One is one who failed.
而主耶稣面对了他。
And our Lord Jesus faced him.
而主耶稣是那样的有智慧。
And our Lord is filled with wisdom.
是那样的体恤人的软弱。
And he understands his weakness.
我觉得彼得在这里，你稍微用一点点的力量，重一点点的话，这个人就垮下去。
And if you put a little weight on this person Peter, then he would fall down.
不过你就把他扶他起来，稍微用一点点风一吹的话，这个火就熄灭。
If you try to lift him up, if just a little weak air flowed, then the flame would go out.
谁能那么恰到好处，让这个压伤的芦苇不被折断？
And how can you use just the right amount so that the reed will not break.
所以又能使一个那个将残的灯火不被吹灭，而且怎么样能够怎么样再发旺起来。
And what do you do with a wick that is almost extinguished so that it doesn't go out?
这一段的图画刚好是这一个描述。
This picture describes this situation.
如果我们来看这一章的圣经，
When we read this passage,
你会发现主耶稣在那里让他们可以达到153条的大鱼，可以网到153条的鱼。
Jesus allowed the disciples to catch 153 fish.
主耶稣让他们在早上的时候怎么样，在岸上可以看见有火。
And in the morning, in the shore, he made fire.
看见在那边有饼
，and he has prepared food.
在那边有鱼
，and he had there's fish.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看看说整夜劳碌没有打着什么，后来打一百五十三，哇，这是何等大的一个收获
！They worked all night and didn't get anything, and all of a sudden they get 153 fish.
他们上了岸一看看，哇，又已经预备好了早餐在那边。
And when they got to the shore, they found that the food is already prepared.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们，你每一次下班回来以后，回到家里面看见太太或者是先生的，都把饭准备好的时候，你会不会看见说，你会有什么感受？
I don't know, brothers and sisters, when you come home from work and you find that the dinner was prepared, your wife has prepared it. How do you feel?
你会不会说，哎，感谢对方？
Did you say thank you?
而且你有牧虫在这里碰见说在这里有一个爱
There you see a love.
有一个爱的服饰摆在那边
And there is a ministry of love there.
哦，我是觉得如果我们这些做丈夫的也好，特别我想是很多的膳食都是太太们做的
And I think a lot of the dinner was prepared by sisters.
所以如果你觉得说这里面有一个感谢已经很不错了
If you have a thanksgiving, that's very good.
而且观众说在这里碰见说哦，这里就是个爱的服饰摆在那边
and there you see a ministry of love
我想那一天的早上门徒们看见主耶稣给他们预备的早餐
And that morning, the disciples saw the breakfast that Jesus prepared.
心灵里面是得到何等的温暖。
What kind of warmth do they have?
在这里有一个爱。
There is love.
没有讲出来的话，但是里面是个爱。
There is nothing said, but it represents love.
等到这些都过去了。
When all this is past.
啊，主耶稣就跟彼得单独的对话。
And Jesus spoke to Peter.
那其他六个门徒也在旁边。
And the other disciples were around him.
他们在谈什么？
What were they talking about?
他们在那个对白的里面在说什么？
In their conversation, what were they talking?
弟兄姊妹，你会发现他们在对白的里面只有一个字。
In their conversation, there was only a word.
这个字叫做爱。
This word is love.
爱一面是说不出来的。
One, the love that cannot be spoken.
但是一方面爱又可以表达出来的。
The love that could be only shown, be shown.
所以主耶稣在那边问彼得说。
So Jesus said to Peter,
彼得，你最深处是什么？
What is in the deepest part of your heart?
彼得，你最深处你想什么？
What are you thinking?
你就是想你的软弱，你的失败，你的跌倒呢？
Are you thinking of your weakness and your failure and your falling down?
还是在你的里面有一个东西，你知不知道？
Do you know in you there is one thing?
那个东西说你爱我吗？
And this is, do you love me?
是你和我之间的关系。
It's our relationship.
不是否认。
Not denial.
是爱。
It's love.
你爱吗？
Do you love?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在这里当对一个压伤的芦苇，他觉得好像已经快要被折断的时候，好像都没有希望的时候。
And here, our Lord is talking to a bruised reed when there's no hope.
它里面有一个东西生出来。
Something that came out of
那是向着主的爱
and it's face towards the love of God.
而这个爱主绝对承认
This love is what Jesus agreed.
他知道彼得爱他
He knows that Peter loves him.
所以他一次一次地问他你爱我吗
So time and time again he asked do you love me?
盼望让里面的这个爱火能够被挑起来
So that this fire could burn more.
他让他知道这个爱是什么。
So he said, "What is this love?"
至少在这一段的圣经里面，在这个对白的里头，他要让彼得知道是爱是有盼望的。
And here in this passage, our Lord wants Peter to know that in love there is hope.
如果彼得，如果我对你绝望了，我不会来找你。
And Jesus, if Jesus feels that Peter is hopeless, he wouldn't come to him.
我来服侍你。
I come to minister to you.
我要让你知道爱是什么。
I want you to know what is love.
爱是叫一个人没有盼望的时候还有盼望。
Love is something that in a person who is hopeless that he has hope.
他让彼得知道说爱是什么。
He wants Peter to know what is love.
爱是个忍耐。
Love is to have patience.
从你还没有跌倒的那一天，我就为你祷告。
From even before you fell down, I
我在那忍耐的等待着你怎么样？可以回头。
I was patiently waiting until you can return.
爱是忍耐。
Love is patience.
爱是什么？他要让彼得说，爱是信任。
Love is also trust.
特别是当一个人失败的时候。
Especially when someone failed.
他不知道对方能不能再信任他。
He doesn't know if the other side could trust him or not.
但是主要让彼得说，彼得有一个爱是信任的爱。
But our Lord wants Peter to know that there is this trust in the love.
这个爱叫我可以信任你。
This love can cause me to trust you.
我还可以托付那个牧养、喂养、群养的责任。在你的身上
and I can give you the responsibility to watch after the sheep.
他要让彼得知道什么叫做爱。
He want Peter to know what is love.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Love is not remembering the fault of others.
弟兄姊妹，我们太会计算人的恶。
We are so good at remembering others' fault.
我实在是很亏欠我的太太。
I'm sorry.
好多时候都无所谓，都没有什么事。
Many times there's nothing wrong.
但是当有口角的时候
，But when we argue,
就会想到对方的不好。
Then I think of the other side. What was done? What wrong they had done?
这叫计算人的恶。
And that is called remembering the other's fault.
你真的爱他吗？
Do you truly love the other?
爱是不计算人的恶。
Love is to not remember the other's fault.
弟兄姊妹，我实在觉得很愧疚，我也很惭愧，我也真的不知道要怎么来讲这一篇的道。
I am very ashamed because I don't know how to preach this.
在心灵的深处，真的缺少爱。
Because in my heart I lack love.
但是神可以把爱赐给我们。
But God can give love to us.
他要让彼得学习爱，要站起来。
He wants Peter to learn how to stand up.
从你软弱中站起来。
And in his weakness stand up.
还要来打击神在你身上的呼召。
To respond to God's calling.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们来读这一段的主耶稣的记载的时候，
When you read about this passage,
好像打鱼是一件的事，一个前言。
It seems like that the catching of the fish is like
在个对白里面是一个好像是一个内容。
And the conversation is the content.
但是这件事最终的目的是什么？
What is the final goal?
他说：“来跟随我。”
Come follow me.
来跟从我。
Follow me.
不要停在软弱的里面。
Do not remain in weakness.
不要停在加利利海打鱼的里面。
Do not remain in catching the fish.
不要停在原点上再往前走。
You have to go forward.
这是主让彼得来学习门徒，做门徒最重要的一件事。
And that is, the Lord wants Peter to learn what is the most important thing to be a disciple.
对，什么叫做爱
？What is love?
而且这个爱怎么样？要去经历它。
And this love asks you to experience Him.
用这个爱。来牧养我的羊
to use this love to feed the sheep
用这个爱来喂养我的羊
to use this love to care for the sheep
这是这一段让我们看见的事
and this is what we see in this passage
另外还有一件事情的当彼得在那三次否认主的时候
there's also another thing when Peter denied Jesus for three times
四卷福音书都有记载
All four gospel recorded that.
但是彼得真的在佛认主的那一个场所，只有约翰在其中。
And when Peter denied Jesus, only John was there.
我不知道彼得佛认主这一段的过程是谁把它说出来。
I don't know who told about this happening that Peter denied Jesus.
是彼得后来告诉马可的时候说出来的呢
Is it when Peter told Mark?
还是约翰把他说出来的
Or did John tell other people?
啊，不管怎样
No matter what
啊，当一个人在失败的时候
When a person failed
如果有人知道
When somebody else knows
啊，他如何从这里面出来
How do you come out of that?
约翰写了这一段的事迹。
John wrote about this happening.
我们好像说彼得你失败了。
Did he say, Peter, you failed?
其他门徒们失败了。
The other disciples failed.
但是约翰好像告诉说彼得，我还是要跟你在一起。
But John said, I still want.
我还是你的同伴。
I'm still your companion.
你现在打鱼。
But you're catching.
我来跟你打鱼。
I will fish with you.
那现在主耶稣跟你讲话。
And when Jesus talked to
you, 你里头重新浮起来呀。
And when you come stand up,
主在耶稣呼召你跟随他往前走。
And Jesus called you to follow him, to go forward.
但约翰告诉他说，主没有呼召我。
And John did not, said, God did not call me.
但是当你们走往前走的时候。
But when you go forward,
约翰也紧紧地跟随他们走。
And John followed.
我不知道其他的门徒们有没有往一起走。
And I don't know if the other disciples.
直到彼得说，他回过头来看见说，约翰跟着他。
And Peter turned around and saw that John was following him.
他就主耶稣就跟他讲说，这人和你无关，你只要跟从我吧。
And Jesus said, that person following us, don't be concerned about that. Just follow me.
弟兄姊妹，这一段又说什么？
And what did this passage say?
至少说约翰是主耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
And John was the disciple that Jesus loved.
约翰懂得什么叫做爱。
John knows what is love.
他现在这一个同伴软弱了。
And this companion, his.
但是他说，我愿意与你在一起。
He said, I want to be with you.
你的失败不会影响我跟你之间的关系。
Your failure would not affect our relationship.
你的失败主可以赦免你。
Your failure, the Lord will forgive you.
那主的爱也在我的身上。
And the love of God is also on me.
然后我也可以不计算你的恶。
And I do not have to remember your faults.
彼得，你往前吧。
Peter, go forward.
我也要跟你一起走。
I will go with you.
弟兄姊妹们，这里是个啊，把我们跟主之间的关系连在一起。
And here, the love let us be together with in God's relationship.
这里有个爱，把弟兄们连在一起。
This love causes us to be together.
弟兄们，这是什么？这是头和身体的关系。
This is the relationship between.
这一个关系就是爱的关系。
This is the relationship of love.
爱把他们连在一起。
Love causes us to be together.
叫他们往前走。
So that we can go forward.
我们知道到了五旬节的时候
We know that at the Pentecost
彼得起来站起来讲了一篇的道
Peter stood up and spoke
我们来看看那里面至少有三千人在那边
There were at least 3,000 people there
因为那一天信的人就有三千人
Because there were 3,000 believers that day
那没有信的没有记载
And those that did not believe was not recorded
那这些人是从很多的地方各地来的
And these people came from a lot of different places.
如果你站在耶路撒，我这个中，这个地方是耶路撒冷的话
，If this is Jerusalem,
你会发现这些人从什么地方来
？And where did these people come from?
这些人从东边，从就是圣经历史上说那个亚述、巴比伦、马代波斯那一个帝国里面以前的版图，那边有很多的人来到耶路撒冷。
And there were people from the east, from Mesopotamia, from Assyria and those places.
那在耶路撒冷的左边就是小亚细亚，就是那个加拉太，还有那小亚细亚的以弗所，那整个那一片的地方，那就是希腊帝国的那时候版图的所在。
And also people from Asia Minor, like Galatia and Ephesus.
还有再往下去的话，有在非洲的地方
，and also from Africa，
然后从这些远荒的人来到耶路撒冷
，and all these people from the distant came。
啊，另外还有当地的耶路撒冷的人
，and there were people the locals from Jerusalem。
弟兄们，当彼得在那边传福音的时候
，and when Peter was preaching the gospel，
他就传这一位耶稣基督
，and he talked about this Jesus。
很多读圣经的人或者弟兄姊妹都会这样交通说。
And many of us who know the Bible will share.
这些人是指在不求之前，就在那里喊着说钉他十字架，钉他十字架的那些人吗？
These are people who just not long ago said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
当他们今天听到这一位耶稣基督怎么样，已经为他们死了，而且从死里面复活。
And today, when they heard about this Jesus who was crucified and was resurrected,
他们听见了这样的信息。
When they heard this message,
他们的心能否转向耶稣基
督？ Can their heart turn towards Jesus?
就算是转向了，耶稣基督能不能赦免他？
Even when they turn towards Jesus, will Jesus forgive them?
彼得说可以。
And Peter said yes.
我就是曾经否认他的人。
He said I was one who
once denied. 但是他的爱在我的身上。
But his love was on me.
他可以在爱的里面可以赦免我的罪。
And in love he forgives me.
就是爱的里面可以挽回我的命运。
And his love brings me back.
这个爱可以叫我站在神这一边。
And love caused me to stand on his side.
你们近处的犹太人啊，只要你们信耶稣，怎么样接受他，他就可以赦免你们的罪。
He said, "If you would just believe in him, he will forgive your sins."
不错，五旬节是圣灵降临在他们的身上，有个能力临到他们的身上。
And in the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was on them, and they received power.
他们站起来为主耶稣做见证。
They stood up and witnessed.
但是这个能力是什么？是个爱的能力。
And this power is the power of love.
这个爱，只要肯悔改的人，他都可以接纳。
Those who are willing to repent, they can receive.
都可以把他们包容。
And this love will cover them.
我就是那位见证人。
And I am that witness.
那天许多的人就悔改，归向了主。
And in that day, many returned, repented.
他成了个爱的传福音的人。
And he became the one who preached in love.
那么他也是在爱里面在牧养群羊的人。
And he is one who care for the sheep in love.
我们都知道，在中国的历史上有一个很大的一个浩劫。
And we know in China there was a big.
这是文化大革命。
It's that cultural revolution.
那我们稍微知道，有很多神的儿女们在那里受尽了许多的痛苦。
And we know that the children of God suffered a lot during that time.
也受尽了许许多多逼迫。
And they were persecuted.
等到那一段的日子过去了。
And those days have passed.
而且大陆的门也打开了。
And the doors of China is open.
让一些在自由地区的人可以进到中国大陆去。
And people from the free world can go into China.
那有一位神的仆人，他就回去中国大陆看看那些弟兄姊妹。
A servant of God went into China to see brothers and sisters.
让他们聚在一起。
And they gathered together.
他们述说这一段在受逼迫、受熬炼的日子。
So they shared about this time when they were persecuted and they had sufferings.
有人靠着主站立得住。
There are people that.Because of the Lord, they stand firm.
但是也有人在逼迫中，在患难中跌倒。
But there are also people who stumbled in this persecution.
虽然事情已经过去了。
Even though the time has passed.
但是他们聚在一起的时候。
But when they gather together.
想到说他们亏欠我们的主。
So they owe the our Lord.
不错，是回到再重新回到主的面前。
Yes, we did come before the Lord.
但是曾经留下失败的痕迹。
But there was a sign of our past failure.
当他们在那谈论诉说相交的时候
and so when they're sharing in fellowship
那这位神的仆人就读这一段的圣经
the servant of God read this passage
他说彼得也曾经失败也曾经软弱曾经跌倒
and he said Peter once fell down and he was weak and failed
谁能定别人的罪呢
who can condemn the others
谁有资格可以去定别人的罪
who can condemn others
那么主在这里用爱来包容彼得的失败
and here our Lord uses love to cover up Peter's failure
当神的仆人用这一段的话他们彼此交通的时候
When the servant of God used this passage to share,
主的爱充满在他们的里面。
God's love filled them.
让他们像彼得一样重新在爱里面站起来。
And they just like Peter, once again they stood up in the love of God.
忘记以往的失败。
And forget the past failure.
愿意在靠着主的恩典继续的往前走。
And relying on God's grace to go forward.
这是主的爱，可以对失败的人是个何等大的鼓舞和安慰。
And this the love of God can support those of us who failed.
那主不盼望我们一直留在软弱中。
The Lord does not want us to stay in weakness.
我们靠着主耶稣那个赦免的爱再往前走
and through the love of forgiveness that we can go forward
那我们知道彼得是个很好的牧者
we know Peter is a good shepherd
啊，神曾经把一个被人家摆在一边的一个少年人放在他的身边
and Jesus took a young person who has been set asideAnd put him next to Peter.
那个这个人就是马可。
And this person is Mark.
弟兄姊妹，当我们有心来爱主，来侍奉主。
And brothers and sisters, if we have the heart to come and serve the Lord.
感谢神。
Praise, thanks to the Lord.
但是我们在跟随主、侍奉主的事上。
And following the Lord in serving Him.
如果有一天失败了，怎么办？
One day, if we failed, what happens?
有些人就把你拒绝。
And people will reject you.
那是不是有些人愿意扶持你呢？
Is somebody willing to support you?
当一个人失败的时候，被责备是很难受的。
When somebody failed and you're rebuked, it's very difficult.
但是如果有人可以去扶持他，这又是何等大的恩典。
And how great is the grace when somebody is willing to support you?
我们看见保罗，看见彼得是个很好的牧者。
We see that Peter is a very good shepherd.
他带着这一个年轻人走一段的路。
He took this young man and journeyed.
他安慰他，扶持他。
He comforted him and he supported him.
他也在爱里面怎样的来照顾这一位的软弱的人。
And he took care of this weak person in love.
他告诉马可说，马可，我也曾经失败。
He told Mark, I failed once before.
我也曾经自责，我也曾经自己责备自己。
And I rebuked myself.
我也曾经瘫在那边，不知道怎么办。
And I didn't know what to do.
但是我知道主的爱，他的爱可以叫我重新站起来。
But I know the love of God can cause me to stand up once again.
他的爱可以叫我有盼望。
His love can give hope to me.
马可起来吧。
Mark, get up.
保罗不要你没有关系。
It doesn't matter if Paul wants you.
主耶稣一定会接纳你。
the Lord will accept you.
只要你肯回来。
As long as you
will. 只要你肯回头。
If you're willing to turn around.
主耶稣的恩典够你用的。
The Lord's grace is sufficient for you.
弟兄，因为他彼得曾经被主制造过。
And Peter.
曾经被主做工过。
The Lord has worked on Peter before.
所以他今天可以来服侍，来喂养，来牧养这一个少年。
So today he can minister to this young person.
啊，他要牧养，要把这个人带到主耶稣的面前。
And he wants to bring this person before the Lord Jesus.
感谢神。
And thanks to the Lord.
神借着彼得得着了马可。
The Lord got Mark through Peter.
让马可福音可以在我们的手中，让我们来读。
So that we can have the Gospel of Mark to read.
这是何等大的恩典。
What a grace.
我想我也要提一下保罗。
So I'd like to also mention Paul.
保罗也是被神做工的人。
And God also worked on him.
等到他晚年的时候
and in his last days,
他的书信中特别提到
in his epistles he mentioned
这一位马可，这一位马可
and this person Mark,
他在传福音的事上是与我有益的
he is beneficial to me in the gospel,
他是我的同工
he is my co-worker,
他是我在这神国当中的一个同伴。
He is a companion in the kingdom of God.
他说你们要接纳他。
You have to accept him.
就像保罗也接纳了马可。
And Paul received Mark.
是什么可以让保罗来接纳马可？
What can allow Paul to receive Mark?
我想只有一个原因。
I think that there's only one reason.
是最基本的原因。
It's the most basic.And that is love.
爱能够遮盖许多的过患。
And love can cover up a lot of wrongs.
爱能够联络，把我们联络在一起。
Love connect all of us together.
爱能够欣赏别人的成就。
And love.Can allow us to appreciate others.
啊，能够欣赏其他的肢体被神使用。
And love can cause us to appreciate how others are being used by God.
因为在爱里面没有嫉妒。
Because in love there is no jealousy.
爱，这个爱。只有在主耶稣基督里才有。
And love, this love is only in our Lord Jesus.
人的爱都很有限。
Our love is very limited.
只有神的爱是无限量的。
Only the love of God is unlimited.
我们求神能够把这个爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们的身上。
May the Lord through the Holy Spirit pour out His love on us.
但愿。在神的家中有爱。
May love be in the family of God.
在我们的生活中也能够把爱流露出来。
That love can flow out of us in our daily lives.
我记得我刚刚大学毕业去做事的时候。
I remember when I first graduated and started to work.
我那个地方很少弟兄姐妹。
That place does not have a lot of brothers and sisters.
所以聚会有时候高兴的时候就去聚会，不高兴的时候就不去聚会。
So I go to worship when I'm happy, or otherwise I won't go.
读圣经有时候也断断续续也不是很稳定。
And I was not very consistent in reading the Bible.
但是有一天。播音室就播我的名字，说有人来找我。
One day, somebody paged me and said that somebody's looking for me.
我去的时候看到一位弟兄。
And I went out and I saw this brother.
从很远的地方来看。
He came from a far away place to visit me.
弟兄姊妹，你有讲很多的话。
Brothers and sisters, he didn't say a lot.
但是有一个啊，从一个肢体的身上流到另外一个肢体的身上。
But there is love that flows from one member of the body to another.
让我觉得好像那么孤单，好像是被主忘记的一个肢体。
When I was feeling lonely and felt I was neglected,
神却借着一个弟兄让我知道主爱我。
But through a brother, God let me know that He loves me.
主没有忘记我。
He did not forget me.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
主爱你。
God loves us.
主爱我。
God loves me.
当我们跟弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，知道神爱我。
So when we're together, we know that God loves us.
就是一个人单孤单的在一个地方。
When you are lonely by yourself.
也请你记得主爱你。
And please remember, God loves you.
因为主的爱是无所不在的。
Because God's love is everywhere.
主的爱要让我们产生一个盼望。
And God's love will give us a hope.
可以继续的来跟随他。
That we can continue to follow Him.
最后我提一件事，就是这个月月底礼拜28号是个感恩节。
And finally, I want to talk about one thing. And at the end of this month, on the 28th, is Thanksgiving.
教会有一个爱宴的聚会。
And we have a meeting.
我们盼望能够用这一天有个感恩的见证。
And I hope that there's a testimony of love.
用这一天可以传福音。
That we can preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们能不能祷告？
Brothers and sisters, can we pray about this?
像我们这些蒙恩的人，可以在这样诉说主的恩典。
And those of us who are saved by grace can have this blessing.
我们也可以告诉可以邀请啊，在我们身边的亲戚朋友
that we can tell others who are around us about this gospel
让他们有机会来到神的家
so that they can come to
还能够听见那个爱的福音
so that they can hear this gospel of love
好让给他们有一个机会
so that they have this chance
我们来接触到神的爱
to receive the love of God
也能够听见爱的消息
And hear the good news of love.
让他们有机会可以蒙恩得救。
So that they can have a chance to receive salvation.
所以盼望今年的感恩节不仅仅是过一个节日而已。
So this Thanksgiving is not just a holiday.
也是把我们的爱流露出去的一个时候。
And this is a time when our love can flow out.
请我们低头有点祷告。
And let us bow and we have a prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你就是爱。
Lord, we thank you. You are love.
主，我们也承认我们这个器皿何等的小。
Lord, we confess that this member is very small.
我们所承受的爱何等的有限。
And our love is limited.
主，求你扩大我们的度量。
Lord, may you expand our capacity.
好让你的爱可以更多的浇灌在我们的身上。
That your love can abundantly pour it onto us.
让我们这个器皿可以被你的爱充满。
And this instrument can be filled by you.
也让这个爱可以从我们身上满溢出去。
That it can overflow.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你的爱多多的从我们身上彰显出来。
That your love can abundantly shown through us.
让世人看见我们彼此相爱
so that the world can see we love each other
就是主的门徒了
and we are the disciples
主我们谢谢你
and Lord we thank you
求你借着圣灵常常把这个爱浇灌在我们身上
and through the Holy Spirit this love be poured out on us
让我在爱里面长大
and we can grow in love
在爱里面跟随你
In love, we can follow you.
在爱里面服侍你。
In love, we can serve you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.